Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is a cool deal for me because it's a guy that generally doesn't do a lot of interviews, doesn't put himself out there for publicity purposes. So it's very much an honor for us to have. Hey, everybody's heard of Craigslist. This is Craig Newmark joining us here on the National Defense. Craig, how are you?
Things are going pretty well. Lots of work to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it didn't, I didn't know this about you, about what a huge military supporter you are. And most recently donating $10 million to the Got Your Six Network, which reaches over 97% of the nation's 20.5 million veteran and uniformed population. And you had a big event in New York, Stand Up for Heroes, with the Bob Woodruff Foundation, which we're very familiar with. How did that event go?
The event went very well. Lots of money raised to support the Got Your Six Network, which helps vets and military families. It's both a music concert and a comedy concert. I'm more interested in comedy, although there is this guy there, Springsteen, who is very impressive.
Yeah, yeah. He's not so funny, but he can sing.
That's right. His joke telling could use some improvement. I introduced one of the comedians, and we did a bit with Craig GPT, which may have gone over well.
That's good. That's good. Who do you like as far as stand-up?
At the performance, there was Ronnie Chang, who was great, John Stewart, other folks there. But mostly, I was just backstage, getting stressed out, waiting my time to go on stage.
Right, right. So this weekend, I'm going to see, in St. Louis, they're only doing six cities, Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan together.
Yeah, I'd love to see that combination, but it would mean I'd probably have to stay out late. My bedtime these days is 8:30.
We're talking to Craig Newmark here in the National Defense. It's such an honor to meet you. Somebody that's put something together, almost like three decades ago now. I think it was around 96 that you started on the idea.
That's right. And don't give me too much credit for that idea. I just created a simple events mailing list. People suggested more stuff, and I did what made sense, and then just made some good decisions.
And this was around San Francisco, right? Initially?
Originally, yes, San Francisco, but people wanted it throughout the country, so we did something about that.
Yeah, and it was interesting to read what the original name was going to be. It was going to be something like San Francisco Events?
Yeah. When I had to give the thing a name for technical reasons, it was mostly events. People around me told me they already called it Craigslist. I'd created a brand. They told me what a brand is, and then I agreed.
Well, and as you look back now, that might have been the smartest part of the entire creation, because it became so eponymous and so well known that the Craig in Craigslist almost was the biggest brand.
Yeah, and it created a bad habit for me. I would tell people that Craig didn't exist. It was like Betty Crocker. Right. But realistically, any success I've had has been accidentally been in the right time and place, which makes me like the Forrest Gump of the internet.
And can I ask you, Craig, what is it about you and your heart for veterans? You've donated not just this recent donation, but through the years you've supported many veterans organizations. What is it about giving money for veterans to you?
Well, speaking in the here and now, veterans, their families, active service members and their families, they give up a lot to protect us all. That means someone who's done well should give back far in excess of what people normally do. Historically, it basically means that I grew up during Vietnam, and I was very naive, didn't understand anything in high school, but I could see returning soldiers being treated badly. Mm. I understood that was wrong, but I didn't really get it until I talked to a guy from the Iraq and Afghanistan Vets of America.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk to veterans every day on this program, and especially when you talk to a Vietnam veteran, it always makes my heart feel great, though, that most Vietnam vets now, all they want to do is make sure that the veterans that came after them receive much better treatment.
Well, I've spoken to a number. For example, in San Francisco, there's a great group, Swords to Plowshares, which made sure I understood the issues. Sure. And I spoke in depth with one guy who served on the Coral Sea in 64, and he clued me into a lot of that.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about your high school kind of growing up years there, and you were a pretty much self-professed nerd, right? Even with the pocket protector.
I may have invented the cliche. I did wear a plastic pocket protector. I did have thick black glasses taped together and marginal social skills. And even as we speak, I'm very aware that I'm only simulating social skills that I don't really have.
So the original Dilbert. And you know, and the other great thing about it, though, Craig, it's kind of like the revenge of the nerds. I mean, you know, from where you started and where you are now and the impact that you're making, that's got to be a great feeling just all the way around for you.
It feels good now and then for a minute, but then it's back to work. There's lots to be done. As you know, you pointed out, vets, their families, and again, active service members and their families need a lot of support. And we need to remind the public, we need to remind Congress that more needs to be done.
Amen. Amen. We're talking to Craig Newmark here on the National Defense. And the other thing, you might remember, were you a big radio guy growing up? Did you listen to a lot of radio?
I kind of remember doing a fair amount of it, particularly when I was very young and I was listening to WABC. They were talking about this new group coming to the U.S. called the Beatles.
Right, yeah. And they're back again now with a brand new song.
Something is going on with some AI recreation.
Right.
I don't really know. These days, I'm a big fan of Leonard Cohen, and I am a Swiftie.
You are, I swear. Oh, well, we're based in Kansas City, so it's like her second home.
I've heard something to that effect, but remember, I'm a nerd, not a jock.
Gotcha. The reason I ask about radio is because, it kind of boggles my mind to think right now that there are 30-year-olds walking around on our planet that have never been without Craigslist. It's just, it's amazing to me. But before Craigslist, there was something called Tradio. And I always loved Tradio. I always loved to listen to people that would call in and try to sell their stuff. And other people would call in to buy it. Do you remember anything about hearing something like that?
That could have been before my time, or maybe it was geographically specific. But I do love the idea that people can get along that way.
Yeah.
Something about our country, when things are good, people just get along. And I still think that's largely true, even if the news isn't about that.
Yeah, and I was also trying to think about things that didn't exist before Craigslist. And part of that is people meeting each other in public places. I think Craigslist brought that around to because I remember the first time I used Craigslist, that was one of the requirements that were unspoken, that we need to meet in a very public place.
For every mechanism out there, every way of people doing business, person to person, you do have to exercise some common sense. And Craigslist, the company, puts a lot of energy into reminding people that. Craigslist does a great deal to help the cops. Although I do remember in high school, while no one was explaining the war to me, I did have a really good teacher who made sure we understood the Constitution, due process, and all that. So doing the right thing is sometimes a lot more complicated than you think.
Well, in fact, didn't you get an award from the FBI at some point for helping to stop human trafficking?
The company did get a big award from the FBI for helping stop human trafficking. Don't give me any credit for that. I wasn't part of it. The FBI folks just wanted to meet me because while I was there, I also talked to one of their cybersecurity teams, and that was really impressive. Turns out the FBI does a really good job, better than people hear about. They don't want the PR very much, and that's true of a number of organizations doing the work who don't want to be in the public eye because that interferes with their ability to get the job done.
So when Craigslist first started and you saw that you were onto something, and I think it, if I remember correctly, the first year you got 1 million people on it, like immediately. And so you see this thing happening. What was the most fun part for you? I mean, just aside from just the success and the growth of Craigslist, to me, I love Craigslist because not only are there so many things, so potential to commerce-wise, but I love to see the the stuff that people have. I just love to, you know, the stuff that they value, the stuff that they don't value.
Well, on Craigslist, we see people exhibiting real human behavior. And the good news is that people are overwhelmingly good. You know, back then working customer service, I had to help out with all sorts of things because frankly, for most of my time at the company, I was a customer service rep, not a manager, but a customer service rep. And I saw people helping each other out all the time. It is more newsworthy, I guess, to focus on bad stuff, but that gives a misimpression of human nature. Mm-hmm. People are generally okay.
Yeah, that is great to hear. That is great to hear. And that's the sense that we get on this show all the time because we just basically interview heroes and the people who support them. So we get all the good sides of that. But Craig, you know, the things that you're doing, especially with the Got Your Six network, it's so important because of this mental health issue with veterans. I mean, the number 18, 19, 20 suicides a day, it's ridiculous. And the work that these guys are doing, they are really attempting to bridge that mental health gap, right?
Well, the people I work with, Bob Woodruff Foundation and also Blue Star Families, they work on the real issues that affect military families, vets, active service members, and they've clued me into a lot of the root issues, like military families get relocated way too much. They say 600,000 moves a year. And that means you've had a chance to put down roots in a community, to make friends, to know where the schools are, where to get food. And then if you get moved around and have to do that over again, someone needs to address that.
Yeah.
So we got the Got Your Six network for that. And there are a whole bunch of Blue Star Family, they call them chapters around the country. The idea is to connect families, vets, service members to people who've gone through it already. Mm-hmm. Me, I really didn't get how big the need was about all this until the Bob Woodruff and Blue Star Family finally got it into my head. And that was only several months ago. Sometimes it takes me a long time to get something.
Yeah. Well, and especially if you're not in that space all the time. I mean, we find out about things. I just interviewed a guy the other day who's got an organization called Vet Ticks, and they've been around, gosh, 10 years. And all they do is supply veterans and their families with free tickets to everything. Oh. I mean, millions and millions and millions of tickets. And I'd never even heard of them. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things happening for veterans out there. And the other thing that is important to note, we talk to a lot of companies on this program that have really, Home Depot is an exceptional one. They've pledged $500 million in support for veterans organizations, but they hire veterans. And that's one of the problems that you talk about when veterans transition out, if they can't get a job, and especially with veteran spouses. And so companies have started to realize that when you hire a veteran, it does more for you than even for them.
Yeah, I'm supporting a number of hiring efforts, but my favorite part is that I'm also supporting some efforts which train vets and their spouses and active service members for cybersecurity jobs.
Oh, wow.
The deal is we want vets and spouses not only to get hired, but to get hired for serious careers.
Right.
And in cybersecurity, you're not only getting a good job, but you're helping protect the country. That's a good combination. My new challenge is to better understand the DoD Skills Bridge program, which is about getting active service members prepared to take a cybersecurity career when they transition.
The Skills Bridge is so fantastic. And like I talked about, I mean, there's so many companies that are making it their mission to hire veterans, which is such a great thing for our country all the way around. And, you know, if your spouse is not working and you're deployed, that's all you're thinking about. You know, are the kids eating, or is my spouse able to hold a job? So, I mean, all of those things contribute to that mental health that you talked about.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I had no clue about until I talked to people. Childcare is a big issue, and how DoD compensates active service members, particularly, well, if you move from one area to an area with a much higher cost of housing, and if it's hard to find housing,
right,
more needs to be done. I have the beginning of a clue, but I work with people who are really good at it, and I support them. So a lot of my support is indirect, because sometimes someone like me who only has a clue needs to help and then get out of the way.
Let the people who know what they're doing do their jobs, right?
Yeah, that's a big lesson throughout everything, actually.
Right. Yeah, it absolutely is. We're talking to Craig Newmark here in the National Defense. And have you ever bought anything from Craigslist?
I have bought some items of furniture, stuff like that. It has to do basically with whatever Mrs. Newmark tells me we need to buy.
Right. Well, you're a big plant guy, too, aren't you? Don't you have a lot of plants?
I do. And one of the few luxuries I give myself is that we do have a plant lady here. I'm not a nature guy, but seeing a lot of green around is cheerful. And now and then one needs the cheerful stuff around.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just finished a book called The Orchid Thief. Have you read that book?
I've seen the title float by, I think, but speaking as a nerd, most of my reading is science fiction.
Yeah. Right. Have you gone to any comic cons?
I've never been to a comic con in the literal sense. In the past, in the 80s, I went to a lot of science fiction cons. I don't anymore. I miss them. I don't know if they've changed or if I've changed or both.
We just had William Shatner on a few weeks ago, and he's 96. Was that right? 96, and sharp as a tack, and loves the Comic Cons.
Yeah, he was very kind. He followed me at last year's Bob Woodruff fundraiser. We did a gag where I appeared as a hologram Craig, and he came right on after that.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, so this program that we have, the National Defense, we've been around for about 10 years. We're on over 100 stations in the U.S. and Armed Forces Radio Network. And all we do is support the troops. We partner with 24 veteran support organizations, a lot of those that you talked about. So it would be much easier for you, Craig, just to invest in our program.
That would probably be easier, but I don't know if Anne Marie from Bob Woodruff or Kathy from Blue Star would allow me. I've delegated to them decision making.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, we've had both of them on the program, so maybe I'll reach out.
Yeah. This is the theme that, you know, I could get involved back in decision making and do a half-assed job of it. But I'd rather focus on the people who know this stuff.
Yeah.
Like an exception in a whole different areas with cybersecurity. I know enough about that to be more directly involved. I do delegate a lot of decision making, but this way I can exercise my diminishing technical skills.
Well, now, what are you doing now? What are you working on?
Well, there's a number of areas. Like in cybersecurity, I'm working with a group which, among other things, identifies systems throughout the entire net which are either vulnerable or which have been compromised by bad actors. And now we're talking about what are the requirements to notify the victims of these compromises. Mm. So let's say a school or a hospital has been taken over by a ransomware software. Maybe the ransom hasn't been brought up yet, but if we can tell them that, hey, you have a problem before they're really in trouble,
right?
Maybe we can do some good. That's an issue which we're discussing technologically, but also in the unanticipated consequences of what are liability issues. Hmm. What's the law? These are things that are above my pay grade, but I can bug the people who are knowledgeable into considering those issues in a hurry.
Well, I got to tell you, it makes me feel good that the man who invented Craigslist is still working on some important things like that. And the fact that you support veterans and our military, I just can't thank you enough for what you're doing. And I'm sure you know it's so greatly appreciated by everyone.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. Feels good for a minute, and then I got to get back to work. I got to learn more about SkillBridge and find out who I can constructively annoy.
Yes. You spent your life constructively annoying people, right?
Let's say the first 40 years I did a bad job of it. I've learned a lot more in the 30 years since. I still get professional help. Like I have a guy who I can run ideas by, and he can tell me, well, I shouldn't say stupid things publicly.
I've got a wife for that.
My wife will help me in that regards also.
Craig, thank you so much for taking the time. I really, really appreciate it. And we're just so honored to have you on the program.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Back to work.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.